trials on any property of firewood species, but a lot of them have been trialled throughout Australia, and both the Forestry Commission and other sensible people have a lot of good ideas. One thing that will grow very well in as a pioneer plant in West Australia is the is Tagasaste, which is a Canary Island tree lucerne, and that's a very good pioneer tree in which you can plant almost any other form of tree, and it's very drought tolerant. Seeds readily available. It's a good browse, and the seed was worth $60 a kilogram a few months ago. Went up from $40 a few months before that. So it seeds in the first and second years, and there are a whole lot of eucalypts, of which 46 are endemic over here, so I wouldn't even pretend to recommend them to you, except that your own endemic red gum, river red gum, which is Eucalyptus camalogilensis from Willuna, has proved to have the highest firewood yield in trials in Alice Springs, and that's the Willuna variety of E. camalogilensis. So you'll find quite a lot of fast-growing eucalypts. The idea with camalogilensis, and indeed with Tagasaste, is you put in a mixed plantation for trial, a few acres is enough, that you cut them as soon as they're 2 to 4 inches stem diameter, which in the case of Tagasaste is about 3 years, and camalogilensis 6 years, they're up about 6 inch diameter. And you cut them right off the butt, and they coppice, that is, they throw out 3 to 4 more shoots, and these then reach maturity in about 2 years. But broadly speaking, you're cutting a quarter of your plantation every year from year 4 on. So it doesn't take very long, and we can drill this at broad scale with machinery, Tagasaste. We've been doing it very successfully, and any of the fast-growing wattles we can drill with broad scale machinery. And that means there's a demand for bulk seed. So we have to get seed growers and seed collectors, and then there's more money in that area too. In New Zealand, 3 months ago, with a farmer who was drilling 100 acres, and myself, a member of the Permaculture Association, we went out with a small shaker in the back of a utility, and we shook $8,000 worth of seed out of about 10 trees in the morning. So there's all these exciting and interesting and rewarding occupations attached to self-reliance. And then in the Tagasastes, we've found better and worse firewood trees. So there's lots of interesting and exciting things to do in selecting our species, in working out our techniques for soils. And in every case, every 2 acres should be, I feel, tied to an urban family who don't need 2 acres of firewood, but who get an partial income, pay a ground rent to a farmer who's gone broke, and have an involvement in the country. We set up a lot of farm link systems. If you've got 2 acres of firewood out with a farmer, you probably have a picnic area in the middle of it and a little tent space, and go and admire your plantation and clean it up occasionally. You can get your 2 acres easily for a ground rent of $300 a year. And okay, it's real nice if you've got $8,000 back in year 4. Or if you've got $6,000 back in year 4 in your firewood, that'd be real nice too. So I think the thing is to try and evolve the city with the country people, because both are in trouble. Any other questions really pressing on your mind, apart from the why your lemon tree leaves are going yellow? Camalogilensis, it's your river red gum. That river red gum grows almost all over Australia, and it's the Willuna variety, which has very narrow leaves, just like a peppermint, which is really outpacing a lot of other eucalypts, 60 other eucalypts in trials in Alice Springs. There they're using sewage water, and in the new settlement at Ayers Rock, the sewage water grows 1,500 hectares, I think it is, of firewood on drip line from the town sewage. That is, the sewage water of a town is sufficient to fully fuel any town. And in fact, if you're not using it as individual fuels, production from sewage waters provides 60% of the total energy of any town. We've been busy designing sewage tree farms for quite a while. We're getting very good results out of them. That's river redgum, Eucalyptus camaldulensis.